Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN on this final day of August. And our last day of the month guest is Ben Jedlicka. He is the game warden for the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Joins us on the phone. Good morning, Ben.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Always a pleasure. It's good to have you on and enjoying yourself here this end of August, getting into Labor Day weekend.
The whole month of August, I enjoyed myself. It was the greatest August I've ever seen.
Really? Why do you say
every weekend was a good one?
Well, that's good to hear. What did you do this past month that made it so great?
A lot of boating went on this past month, and the weekends were just fantastic. Every last one of them. We had a hunter education class on Saturday, a field day. And we were thankful for the weather. It was beautiful.
It turned out to be nice. I know the morning started out a little bit rough on Saturday, but otherwise it was a great day.
Yeah, it passed, and we appreciated the cloud cover while it lasted. It warmed up, and everyone had a great time. It was not held where it usually is. Usually it's at Fancy Creek Range, but that's awaiting construction, and we moved it over near the marina. Our field day was over at Tuttle Creek State Park this past Saturday.
Was there a good turnout for that event on Saturday?
Yeah. We started out, looked like it was going to be not too many students, but I think we ended up with over 20, and we took them archery shooting and rifle shooting and shotgun shooting and a field trail, and it was a full day on Saturday. There'll be two more coming up. One will be in late September and one in October. You pre-sign up for those at Tuttle Creek State Park. They'll hand you the book with an assignment, and those meet on Tuesday night, and then Saturday field day, and then Tuesday again for a test night. And that for that class, that'll be coming up tomorrow night.
All right, that's pretty cool. And you know, I think a lot more people are really getting out this year, especially and enjoying the outdoors. Do you see that happening more often, especially this past summer?
It was a busy summer, and it started early. Lots of times it doesn't start till about the 1st of April, and this past year it was busy in March. As soon as people were off many of their normal activities, we've kind of said, well, there's so much competition for people's recreational time, and this year many of those competition things were canceled, just as they are still yet now. We've changed up. We have a program for assisted hunt or assisted deer hunt, and we've changed up on that. We used to meet as a group, and we're going to do appointments or site in by appointments, but that's coming up. We moved it to beat the heat. It used to be in September there. Well, we still have it. September, starting on Labor Day weekend, is a youth disabled deer hunt, or youth and disabled may deer hunt with firearm, Labor Day through the next weekend, and we kind of restarted that. We're going to hunt the second weekend in September after Labor Day, and then we're going to hunt the doe only season in October. So we've added some days, but we're kind of spreading people out, and we're kind of abbreviating our I call it the Tuttle Creek area assisted deer hunt. Is a little bit abbreviated this year, a little bit changed up. We won't meet as a group and have a big meal. We're going to sign in by appointment, but to sign up for that, or if you want to, if a youth or disabled person wants to apply, that's through Tuttle Creek State Park. I think the application is on the Facebook page for Tuttle Creek State Park.
That's great. That's a great event, and I imagine there's quite a need for that. How many of these have you helped out with in the past, and And what's usually the response from those young people?
Well, we're up to the 19th year, as I count. And we've done it every fall for 19 years. It's well established. It helps to kind of dust off what we already know and make some changes as we go. And this year, again, we're having changes in order to accommodate not getting the group together. But we've been doing it for a lot of years, and there's a lot of sponsoring organizations. Two of the real big sponsors are Riley County Fish and Game Association and Fancy Creek Range. Both of those have supported us for many years.
Very good. Do you, as far as the look on their face, I mean, it's got to feel pretty good for these kids to get out there and be able to shoot.
Yeah, they need to have a completed hunter education, and we kind of take the older ones for deer hunting and high power rifles. We kind of go for the 14 and 15 year old participant, but we try to make it so that there's no barriers. If whatever they need, we try to provide, including a place to hunt, a guide, and whatever it takes to go deer hunting. So it's introducing new hunters, we hope, and maybe that'll kind of take root and they'll hunt deer in the future. And we sorely need people hunting deer. If we don't have that, well, it's just more deer that cause damage on our highways.
Right, and if I'm not mistaken, we're getting almost into the thick of deer mating season, if I'm remembering that right.
It'll be coming up. It'll ramp up, and just a forewarning for anyone who, and I'm seeing a lot of people that are from out of state. For whatever reason, they've arrived in Manhattan, Kansas. We have kind of a transient population, but they're before Thanksgiving is a time of danger on the highways with deer moving and mating, and just a change in the season. There's a peak time, and we'll get into that next month and the month after, try to make people aware that, hey, there's a hazard, and what do you do then?
You know, it's really interesting. Geary County Sheriff, they sent out their daily report here to our email, and I bet you I could count at least one report in the last 2 weeks every day, one report every day in the last 2 weeks of somebody hitting a deer. It just ran into the roadway. It happens frequently down there.
Well, we can limit that somewhat by we need to manage the population, and the way we manage the population is hunters. So they are valuable in order to provide that function.
With these assisted deer hunts, what happens if somebody comes and to this and they don't have a rifle?
Well, we have rifles that have been purchased over the years, and we provide them with a rifle and let them get familiar with it. We provide it to the guide, and the guide has it, but we have them shoot it at the sight end. And our first sight end is planned for Labor Day. And, you know, a lot of people are off. I'm hoping that will accommodate both hunter and guide. But since we're doing it by appointment, we'll have other dates that they can sight in, make sure that they are able to hit provide some proof of marksmanship. We want them to be able to hit their target, and they get an introduction of where to shoot a deer so that it can be retrieved. But they've got a guide with them too. But that's one of those barriers that we take down. Whatever is get in the way of them, if they want a deer hunt, we try to provide, and that would be a rifle too.
All right, very good. Ben Jedlicka joining us here, Natural Resources Officer and Game Warden with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks and Tourism here in Riley County. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and continue our conversation after this on K-Man.